An American bishop will preside over a pride service in Ireland this month. The Right Reverend Bonnie Perry leads the Episcopal Diocese of Michigan, the first woman and the first lesbian to do so. The head of Dublin's Christ Church Cathedral invited Perry to preach at the suggestion of one of her former parishioners. She says the church welcomes the LGBTQ+ community.
We are all made in God's image and likeness. And what I'm going to say is what people know profoundly in their bones, that they are completely and utterly loved by God. Sometimes the world will say otherwise, but that we are loved by God for who we are as we are. And I think that this is a very important piece for folks to hear from the church, which has, at various points in our tenure, we have excluded people and we have scapegoated people who happen to be in the queer community.
Ireland has some of the most progressive policies toward LGBTQ rights. It was the first country to legalize marriage equality by popular vote. Same-sex parents can adopt children, and transgender Irish people can update passports, driver's licenses, etc. All these things happened, though, in the last 10 years or so. They didn't happen overnight. How difficult is it to change attitudes on a national or global level?
Well, I think we've seen that in our own country, how difficult it can be. I have been working for full inclusion for the LGBTQ community in the Episcopal Church and here in our country for, gosh, since 1996, 95, and it's always bit by bit. But I think what happened is that when more and more of us came out, it was then when we were no longer hiding, but saying, here I am, this is who I am, proud of who God is creating me and calling me to be. When we did that, folks began to realize that we're your daughter. We are your favorite aunt. We're your next door neighbor. We're the uncle that always remembered your birthday. And that it turned out that we are in many parts, we are part of people's families. And I think as people began to realize that we are not something other or strange, but rather people who we love, then attitudes began to shift. And I think we've seen that in Ireland. Ireland, that vote, 61% of the electorate came out, and 62% of the people said yes. And it's stunning that that happens. First time it's happened that same-sex marriage has happened in a free vote, you know, in a national vote. And so really stunning.
And of course, with the Republic of Ireland still being predominantly Roman Catholic, I mean, that represents a shift in attitudes, not just among people who belong to the Church of Ireland and other parts of the Anglican Communion. Here at home, of course, you mentioned that we have seen attitudes change over the years, but not everybody is embracing the LGBTQ+ community, particularly the T part. We saw lots of attack ads against transgender Americans in the last presidential election, and it's largely been targeted at kids. Now, there's a group in Ireland, it's called Belong to You Services, and it supports young LGBTQ+ people. What do you know about them? How do they help? And, you know, why is it important to help trans kids in particular, but LGBTQ kids overall?
Well, I think and I'm not familiar with that particular group. But what I think has happened is because when people started coming out and folks could no longer say you are different and you are other because you are my daughter and I love you, that we've got fear-mongering and I think predatory politics happening. The trans community is 0.6%. 0.6%, not 6%, 0.6% of the population in the U.S. And I think what's happening is people are trying to go after a group of folks to unite their base against other folks. And that is just fear-mongering, and we can do better. And I think this notion that young people are saying, You've constructed a world that says you have to do this or you have to do that. You know, it's very binary. And I think young people are saying, I don't know if I believe in your constructs. I mean, it is a generational shift. We're seeing that. And frankly, the generations always shift. This is one place where we're seeing it. But what I think we need to do is we need to make sure, as people of faith and people of goodwill, that we always protect folks who are on the margins. That is what God in the person of Jesus Christ has called us to do. That's what it means in Matthew, the greatest commandment, love one another as I have loved you. That's what we're called to do. That's what the church needs to do. And I think our society is better when we care for each other instead of trying to polarize, isolate, and scapegoat.
What lessons do you hope to bring home from Ireland that can help with your ministry and outreach here?
Well, anytime I go into a different culture, I learn from that. And I believe that you've got a country that is very tiny and yet is known for its incredible welcome of immigrants and LGBT folks, all sorts of people. And so I think what I can bring back from that is what they are doing in their communities to show welcome and to bring people in. So I'm going to go and listen. I'm also going to go and learn. And the Church of Ireland is also not as far along in including LGBT people as the Episcopal Church. So I'm also going to go and I'm going to do a conversation, have a workshop, talk about community organizing, and talk about how we moved the Episcopal Church to full inclusion. So we're going to be listening and learning from each other all at the same time.